Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody knows that every successful first date should start with a prank. Mm. You know?
What?
When you pick her up and you get to the restaurant, if there's some stairs, whoops, tripped you.
What? No, oh. God.
And then before you sit down at the table, of course, you got to pull the chair out from underneath her before she sits down.
Hijinks.
Sure, you might break a couple bones, but at least she knows you've got a funny bone that is fully intact. And that's what Travis did, I guess, on his first date. He tried to play a prank, and maybe it didn't work out well for him because he's not getting a call back. What's up, Travis? How are you?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. And you still think it's funny. Listen to you laugh.
I mean, hearing you introduce it that way, I was like, yeah, it is a good way to start a date.
So you agree with me.
Yeah, send her to the hospital. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she doesn't laugh at it, then she's not the one for you, right?
Fault.
Now, the prank that you described in your email wasn't quite as good as the pranks that I described, but...
No, it wasn't like a full contact prank.
Yeah.
But... Okay, that's good.
That's maybe where you went wrong.
Maybe.
All right, so tell us about your prank before we get into the rest of the date.
So I picked her up, and I drove her to a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Oh, that's actually kind of funny. Like, you made her think that that's where you guys were going to dinner?
Yes. I was like, oh, so we're here. Pick whatever you want.
That's pretty funny. What's her name?
Heather.
And did she laugh?
You know, it was a little chuckle, but, you know, I don't think she thought it was as funny as I did.
I think you still think it's hilarious.
Yeah, she didn't get it at first.
Yeah. Well, wait, how did you guys meet?
Oh, I'm dating app.
Oh, yeah. So she probably didn't think it was a joke.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. The bar is set so low. She's like, another one?
Is that like a realistic thing that would happen?
I feel like from the stories we hear of people who use Tinder and stuff, yeah, it definitely could be a real thing.
Yeah, but she was pretty freaked out.
Yeah,
all right. That makes sense.
So you did actually take her on a real date, though?
Yes.
All right. What'd you guys do?
Oh, we just went out for drinks and had a nice dinner. It was Italian stuff. And I don't know. It was really great. She's gorgeous, honestly. Like, from her picture, I was super excited. So I got reservations at a nice place, and we had a good time, and I paid for everything. And I like to tip big whenever I'm on a date. And
what, to show off, to show that you like have enough money, or just because?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're that guy. Yeah. Yeah. Can you break $100 bill?
And you like
just to let her know.
Hold it over towards her so that she can see how much you're writing down.
Again, I sort of made it out to be like a joke, but I actually, yeah, wanted to show her.
Wait, you made it out like a joke, so did you actually joke with her about the tip? Like,
yeah, she's like, oh, you know, gotta take care of my people. They take care of me, you know. Just
how much did you tip?
It was generous.
Well,
I think it was around like 60%.
Whoa!
So more
so
than
I guess
half
you
of
came
the bill.
Through with the joke, dang.
Well, I mean, I started off going the other way, so I had to kind of.
Right.
I'll make up for it.
Let her know.
That's probably only good if your waiter's a dude, though, because if it's she might think you're hitting on her, being like, yeah. I'm going to give her such a big tip. She's always going to remember me.
Yeah, there's a gray area.
Okay, well, was your waiter a dude?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Good.
All right.
So, wait, were you the guy on the date? I mean, it sounds like you're kind of a jokester, right?
I like this thing. I like to have fun.
Is it natural or is it pretty put on? Because maybe she got tired of it. I mean, maybe that's a reason why she wasn't calling you back.
Maybe. There's no, like, turning. There's no off switch.
There's no off switch with you. All right. Oh. Always on. Okay.
You could have been, yeah.
How did the date end?
I mean, it wasn't the, like, entire outcome that I expected. I was kind of hoping, you know, for a kiss or something, or invite me in, or I didn't get any of that.
Okay.
Was there plans? I mean, did you make plans to see each other again?
I mean, I tried, you know, I even called her as soon as she shut the door, but I couldn't really get.
You called her as soon as she shut the door? Were you attempting to be funny with that?
I just, you know, just like, oh, afterthought kind of thing. Kind of played it off that way, but I didn't really get a chance.
So wait, she
talked to her about it.
She didn't answer?
No.
Ooh.
She answered anything?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe she's playing a prank on you.
Yeah, a prank. Ooh. I don't ever want to see you again.
I mean, if that's what she's doing, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of doubt
except if she
it.
Never calls you back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be good, but I mean, if she's really kind of that way, I respect it. I like her even more.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.